For Jacob Sports, good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Another tournament of champions has come and gone at the Atlantic Golf and Country Club over the weekend as the three-day event crowned two champions who have been there before. In the championship division, Jason Reynolds of Griswold Country Club won his second title. He was the champ back in 2003. He also was the champ yesterday, winning with a 4-under par 203 total for the weekend. He struggled a bit on Saturday after starting with a couple of stroke lead as he finished shooting a 72 for his final round. Defending champion Aaron Aronson, representing the Manning Manila course, hard charged his way up the leaderboard yesterday, shooting the low round of the weekend with a 6-under par 63 on Sunday, and that left him at 204, 3-under par for the weekend, just a stroke back. He started the day 10 strokes behind the leader, finished just one stroke out in second place. Brad Hartkopf of the Atlantic Golf and Country Club was very steady over the weekend, finished in third place with a 1-under par 206. Barry Smith, one of the first-day co-leaders, ended up fourth with a 2-over par 209. He's out of Knoxville. Des Moines Atlantic native and Des Moines Golf and Country Club representative Matt Warish, a past champion here, also shot 68 on the final round for a 3-over par 210 for the 3 days, and he placed fifth in that championship tournament. Also in the senior division, a champion in the Tournament of Champions from 2000 was the winner, George Gartelos of Hunter Ridge Golf Course over in eastern Iowa, posting a 74 yesterday. Had a big lead coming into yesterday's round, though, as he wins it with a 4-over par 211, a 3-stroke victory over Gene Capps of Indianola, who shot 7-over 214. John Wilmore of Des Moines Golf and Country Club was third with a plus 9 total. Rick Thompson of Fairfield and Arnie Leistad of Atlantic placing fourth with an 11-over par 218 total for the weekend as they hung right in there and also collected automatic invitations back next year. Well, stay tuned for some names you've probably never heard of. Here's a look at what happened at the PGA Championship yesterday. Keegan Bradley won the PGA title with an amazing comeback in regulation and then a three-hole playoff win over Jason Duffner at Atlanta Athletic Club. Down by 5 strokes with 3 holes left in regulation, the 25-year-old PGA Tour rookie canned 2 straight birdies as Duffner bogeyed 3 holes in a row to leave them tied at 8-under 272. Bradley is the nephew of LPGA Hall of Famer Pat Bradley. In the playoff, Bradley won the first 2 holes to go 2 up, and Duffner made birdie at the tough finishing hole, but it wasn't enough, as Bradley tapped in from a foot away to claim the Wanamaker Trophy by a single stroke. He's the first golfer to win a major in his first attempt since Ben Curtis won in 2003. Bradley, who earlier this year won the Byron Nelson in Texas, came into the week ranked 108th in the world. Anders Hansen of Denmark closed with a 4-under 66, but finished 1 stroke out of the playoff at 273. Robert Carlson of Sweden, David Toms, and Scott Verplank all tied for 4th place in that tourney. In football news, the Southeastern Conference says it's sticking with its 12-school membership for now. A statement from the chairman of the league's presidents and chancellor's committee says the group met Sunday and reaffirmed their satisfaction with the present 12-institutional alignment. However, University of Florida President Bernie Machen didn't close the door on future growth. He says no action was taken regarding Texas A&M or any other schools. The Aggies are reportedly seeking to leave the Big 12. The Texas A&M System Board of Regents has a meeting slated for today that includes an agenda item about conference realignment. I'll give credit to Chiefs coach Todd Haley. He's sticking with his plan. It was hard to give anybody else in camp much credit after Friday night. The team was back to work at its preseason headquarters on the campus of Missouri Western State University on Sunday, still smarting from a 25-0 thumping at the hands of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It was the kind of home rout that might typically cause coaches indigestion, but this season has been anything but typical. Haley says you have to, as a head coach, look at the big picture all the time. He said it's a difficult set of circumstances, and the goal is to be ready for the opener on September 11th, and that's all he seems to be focused on. In other NFL news, a somewhat miffed OC Umanyura is returning to the New York Giants without a new contract. In an email to the Associated Press on Sunday evening, the two-time Pro Bowl defensive end says he plans to practice today at training camp and that he will play this season under the terms of his current contract. Umanyura says the Giants offered to put incentives in his contract, which will pay him $7.1 million over the next two seasons, but he rejected them. He didn't say how much incentive money was offered. Umanyura tells the AP that no deal has been reworked and calls what he's been offered unacceptable, but he says he will play under his current contract out of respect for his coaches and his teammates. Elsewhere in the NFL, the San Francisco 49ers are adding Dante Culpepper to their quarterback mix. Coach Jim Harbaugh says the team is bringing in the 34-year-old Culpepper for a tryout today. The rookie head coach says he wants to kick the tires a little bit with the veteran. Neither vet Alex Smith nor rookie Colin Kaepernick looked very good in a 24-3 exhibition loss on Friday. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
In Major League Baseball action on Sunday, Braves second baseman Dan Uggla went hitless in three at-bats, and Atlanta Braves dropped a 6-5 decision to the visiting Chicago Cubs. The Ofer snaps Uggla's 33-game hitting streak. Uggla's best chance to extend the streak came in the fifth when second baseman Darwin Barney made a long-running diving catch of his fly ball to shallow right field. That streak was the longest in the majors since Philadelphia's Chase Utley and Jimmy Rollins had 35- and 38-game streaks in 2006. Rollins' streak began in late 2005. Uggla's streak passed Rico Carty's 31-gamer in 1970 as the longest in Atlanta Braves history. The franchise record is 37 games by Tommy Holmes for the 1945 Boston Braves. Elsewhere in the National League, St. Louis beat Colorado 6-2. Albert Pujols' National League-leading 29th home run in the first inning was also the longest at 6-year-old Busch Stadium, measuring 465 feet as it went beyond the visitors' bullpen in left field. Justin Upton homered and Paul Goldschmidt doubled twice, helping the Arizona Diamondbacks edge the New York Mets 5-3 for their sixth straight win. The D-backs maintain their two-game lead over the Giants in the National League West. Hiroki Kuroda was pitching seven strong innings. Justin Sellers hit a three-run drive for his first Major League homer as the Dodgers beat the Astros 7-0 on Sunday. One day after being recalled from the minors, Brandon Belt socked two of San Francisco's four home runs in a 5-2 victory at Florida. Niger Morgan's sacrifice fly in the bottom of the 10th inning lifted National League Central leader Milwaukee to a 2-1 win and a three-game sweep of struggling Pittsburgh. The Bucks have won just two of their last 36 games in Milwaukee. Cincinnati failed to match its season high of five straight wins, bowing to the visiting Padres 7-3. And the decider of the series between the Philadelphia Phillies and the visiting Washington Nationals was rained out. It's been rescheduled as part of a doubleheader for September the 20th. In the American League yesterday, David Murphy hit a tie-breaking RBI single with two out in the ninth, and Texas beat Oakland 7-6. The Rangers have beaten the A's eight straight times. Brent Lillibridge hit a three-run homer, helping the White Sox to a 6-2 win over Kansas City. Paul Konerko added three hits for the Sox, whose eighth win in 10 games has them back to the 500 mark at 60-60. Chicago improved its abysmal home record at 26-33, and they moved four games from behind the AL Central leading Tigers. Nick Markakis homered and drove in four runs as the Orioles beat the Tigers 8-5. They avoided a three-game sweep. The Cleveland Indians' 1-0 lead was washed away after two innings by rain, and their game against the visiting Minnesota Twins was postponed. No makeup date was announced after the teams waited 2 hours 55 minutes to call it. Boston's lead in the AL East is down to a game over the Yankees, as Seattle took 2 of 3 after its weekend series with the Red Sox, winning the finale 5-3. The rubber game of the Yankees-Tampa Bay series in New York was postponed hours before its scheduled start time, and it's yet to be rescheduled. Also, the Minnesota-Cleveland game at Progressive Field was rained out yesterday. St. Louis Cardinals starter Edwin Jackson left in the sixth inning of last night's game against the Colorado Rockies because of an apparent right hamstring injury. The Rockies had runners on first and second with one out in the sixth after consecutive one-out singles by Todd Helton and Seth Smith. And while facing the next batter, Ty Wigginton, Jackson grabbed his hamstring on the follow-through while falling behind 3-0 in the count. Jason Mott replaced Jackson, who was acquired from the Toronto Blue Jays near the trade deadline in a deal for Colby Rasmus. Jackson made his fourth start for St. Louis, leaving with a 4-2 lead after throwing 98 pitches. Mott retired Wigginton on a flyout and Chris Iannetta on a comebacker to end that threat. In Pacific Coast League baseball last night, it was Tacoma beating the Iowa Cubs 9-1, while Salt Lake down the Omaha Storm Chasers by a final of 2-1. In racing, the Sprint Cup race at Watkins Glen International postponed until today. Steady rain began falling just when the race was scheduled to start, and it didn't stop in time for track crews to dry out the 2.5-mile road course. That race is now scheduled to begin this morning, but rain also is in the forecast in the Finger Lakes region of upstate New York. And as part of Atlantic Fest, it was the road race on Saturday morning. There were 273 people who finished the races yesterday on Saturday, 56 in the walk, 144 in the 2-mile run, and 73 folks took part in the 5-mile run. In the 2-mile walk, the champion female was Jane Shelley of Griswold. 23 minutes, 54 seconds was her time. The first male across the tape was Abram Moore of Atlantic. He also 23:54 for a time. On the 5-mile run, the women's side, it was Lisa Prieg of Austin, Texas. 34:05 was her time. And the winning male was Nathan White of Adel. 25:25 was his time. In the 2-mile run, the top woman, Rebecca Topham of Griswold. She ran 10 minutes, 53 seconds. On the men's side, Aaron Roberts of Audubon was the first man across the tape. He also had a time of 10 minutes, 53 seconds. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.